Hello, this message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Elijah Muslim Ministry International. Be blessed as you listen.
Let us bow our heads for prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you because your word is true. Your word brings light and illumination to the simple heart. Receive your word this morning. Lord, I pray that you speak through my vocal cord, that I will be a blessing to every heart that you have appointed and anointed to hear with simplicity, that you cause your word to bring forth 30-fold, 60-fold, and 100-fold in our lives, causing us to rejoice and experiencing realities that are in consonance with the truth that we hear today. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen and amen. So we began a teaching in first service that we captioned Going Through Temporary Places. Going Through Temporary Places. And I want to give you instructions on the right response that you should have when going through temporary place. It's a place where we would all be at some point in our lives. As long as we're going to do things the God way, there are going to be processes. There are going to be times when it would look like we aren't getting where God wants us to get as fast as we want to, or it's not happening instantly. There is a time where we would have wait. Some call it waiting period. And like someone rightly said, when you're waiting on God, you do what waiters do. You serve. So there is a time where it looks like, oh, I'm no longer where I used to be, but I'm not where he wanted me to be yet. So I'm in between these two different touch points of my walk in life, a temporary place. And when you read through scriptures, you found out the temporary place is usually just a neutral place. But our response is what actually colors it, is what gives its definition. A very simple, good example of studying about temporary place in life is to look at the life of Israelites on their way to God's promised land for them. You know, the Bible is a book of instruction for us. 2 Timothy 3:16 says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So God's word is an instruction manual to guide us so that we can know how to carry ourselves, the right attitude that we must project during temporary place. Because temporary place is a place where we all must go through as long as we are on this earth. In the book of Numbers 10 and verse 29, we see an important occurrence there that I'm going to show you in a moment. But you have to realize that the first instruction that I gave in this teaching, which I did in first service, and I want to encourage you to get the part one, is that in your temporary place, refuse the temptation to murmur. Refuse it. It is natural that you want to respond with murmur. You want to respond with displeasure. But it is your responsibility to refuse not to murmur. Because when you murmur, you create an environment that will permit serpents to come. It's a natural occurrence. This is not God trying to send serpents to you or anything. It is just a natural thing. You know, for example, now, if you make a place damp so much, what will happen is you start having mold. Fungi will start growing. So you determine what the outcome is by how you respond. Because temporary place is something, look, it's even in our day-to-day life experience. You're going to Abuja, you are in Kefi. There will be a temporary place between, you know, Altaba, Lefi, you know, what other place, One Man Village, all those kind of places. Those are temporary places, right? There's a journey, but the destination is Abuja, right? So now, You cannot throw in the towel because you are still in your temporary place. It's a temporary place. That's the name, temporary place. It's bound to change. And God's word gives us instructions on what to do. We can learn from the Israelites how they behaved, what happened to them. They were written for our examples. Look at it. Look at the book of, let's first open to 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 6. 1 Corinthians 10 verse 6. Look at it. It says, 1 Corinthians 10 verse 6. It says, now these things were our examples, to the intent we should not lust after evil things, as they also lusted. For example, when they were in the wilderness, they lusted for meat. And you saw what happened to them. The next day, 23,000 people died. So now we can learn. You see, the Bible says in the book of Romans 15 verse 4, so whatsoever things are written aforetime, they were written for our learning, that we through comfort of scriptures might have hope. You see, the occurrences in scriptures were documented so that we can glean wisdom. There is wisdom in the wisdom of God for right living. And that's one of the importance of the scripture. It was given as an admonition for teaching, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. So when you read 1 Corinthians, for instance, and chapter number 10, and you see where the Bible says that these people, their occurrence was written for our learning, so that we will not lust after what they lusted after. And you want the repercussion. They weren't comfortable with the manna. They named it manna. What is this? And this is something God made provision for them to feed them. It was a balanced diet. They began to complain. They said they wanted to eat meat. And they ate that meat until it came out from their nose, and 23,000 people died. So it's a teaching that, guess what? That while you are going through your temporary place, there is an attitude to actually, imbibe in temporary place. One of such is refuse to give in to the temptation of murmuring. And murmuring is usually just an outshow, an outburst of the disease of forgetfulness. It's a disease of humanity that man forgets so soon how God came through for them in time past. Man forgets too soon. And the Bible regards forgetfulness as unrighteousness. That's what the Bible says. It says God is not unrighteous to forget our labor of love. So forgetfulness of God's goodness in the last year, last 2 years, in the last decade, in the last month is unrighteous. And you must desist from it. It's something. Do you know what David said? David said, look, David had to educate his own soul. He says, why are you cast down, O my soul? At some point, he says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Man has the tendency to forget things too quickly. We have a short memory of God's goodness. So we murmur in a temporary discomfort, and we have forgotten that this same God saw us through just last year, just last 2 years, just last month. That was the problem with with Israelites. They all of a sudden they forgot that God saw them through with all the plagues that came upon Egypt, with all the opportunity he opened to them, with all the miracles he worked by opening the Red Sea for them. They forgot in a blink. So God's instruction for us when going to a temporary place is refuse. It is natural to want to respond with murmuring because it's a natural thing. And that's why, because God knows that man has this problem of forgetting him. He wrote again and again in scripture, in Deuteronomy 6, in Deuteronomy 8, he says, don't forget me. When they were going to enter to the promised land, he says, look, don't forget that it is the Lord your God who gave you the power to make wealth. Somebody say, I refuse to forget God. Say, I refuse to forget his goodness. Therefore, I comport myself with thanksgiving in my temporary place. This is so important. Your response to the challenges thrown at you in your temporary place determines the entire experience of your life. This is so important. Then the next thing, you need to get the first step. I did a teaching on that already. Then the next thing Number one, I says, refuse to yield to the temptation of murmuring. Number two instruction that I will give in second service is this. In your temporary place, acknowledge the importance of human guide. Turn your Bible to the book of Numbers 10 and verse 29. Numbers 10 and verse 29. Numbers 10 and verse 29. See, look, no doubt. Are you following what I'm saying? No doubt God was the one ultimately leading God's children through this wilderness because he was taking them to a promised land, right? Come on, talk to me, right? Now, let's read. And Moses said unto Obab, the son of Raguel the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law. You remember Moses' father-in-law? Eh? His name is also Raguel. That's Jethro. The son's name is Obab. Now, and Moses said unto Obab, the son of Raguel the Midianite, Moses' father-in-law, we are journeying unto a place which the Lord said, I will give it to you. Come thou with us and we will do this good. Who will do thee good, for the Lord has spoken good concerning Israel. And he said unto him, I will not go, but I will depart to my own land and to my kindred. And he said, leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, that thou mayest be to us instead of eyes. Look at it. He says, look at it, go back. Look at it. Leave us not, I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are to encamp in the wilderness, and thou mayest be with us instead of eyes. I pray thee, for as much as thou knowest how we are. Here is Moses talking to Obab, his father-in-law's son, saying, look, we do not know how to encamp in the wilderness, in our temporary place. Stay with us, Obab, so that you will be to us instead of an eye, instead of eyes. You see, the term instead of eyes is actually a Jewish idiom that refers to a guide. So now Moses perhaps has learned that, listen, when you are going to a temporary place, one of the blessings of God is he gives you a human guide. When people talk about divine guidance, it doesn't always come like God speaking to you from the sky saying, my son, all right? The guidance comes through wisdom because there are some things you need on the earth that are already available on the earth. That you could be Moses, heavily anointed, and you'll be doing God's work. But if Jethro, who is not a minister of the gospel, will not tell you that, listen, you will die if you continue like this. You will end up dying in God's work. And God will receive you to heaven. That you could be Moses or you could be an Israelite, that you are on the way to God's plan for your life, and in the midst of the wilderness, you don't know how to encamp. You don't know where you will get water. You don't know where you will get food. You don't know where you will get fuel. You don't know how you will maneuver your way in this temporary place. You have to have an Obab who will be to you like an eye in that wilderness. The importance of human guide in the temporary place. That there are people who have encamped, who have gone through the same thing you are going through, and their wisdom will be of great importance to you. When we began this church, all right, and there was a lot of pressure to do some things, all right, and against my training in ministry, the desire to want to, okay, well, let's see if we can loan some money to do some things. We needed mic, we needed all these things. Just an advice from a teaching changed my life. And the person teaching was sharing experience that they have gone through. And that was all that delivered me from indebtedness for life. Listen. The ministry that was literally one of those things that was putting a form of pressure on me then, right now does not exist again. And look at what I did. I told myself, I said, you know what, we'll be staying in that small place, clapping our hands, talking with my mouth until we're able to afford mic,
until later on, after some time, we bought drum. Later on, we were able to buy, you know, this 7,500 naira mic that will pick even radio signal. You remember those mic that you are talking, you just hear radio, I've never seen mic carrying radio frequency. That was all we could afford then. And the ministry that the guy just came from abroad, you know, used to bring some of the best, you know, people, you know, music artists, and then the whole place, inside this same place, you know what I'm talking about? And then, but I noticed that I will have to shout, you know, I would go back home, drink water, you know, come back again, preach everlasting gospel. Preach, people will stand up, preach. What? I'll be preaching like this, sweating. Everybody will be shouting, glory! They were happy. We moved from that small place. Two service, the place got small. We moved to another place. I learned somebody who was talking about his own experience. That when he started ministry, the same thing. Say, well, you know, the Holy Ghost said, we should just go, you know, and, you know, we'll take the... Look, God told us at the basement of this ministry, it will happen. We'll have a minimum of 25,000. It will happen before you. It will happen. But I cannot now say, okay, I want to start ministry, 25,000. Lord, give us a land. Then you buy a land, so we want to build 25,000 capacity. Who, where will you get the money? Who will come? So that's how people self-destruct. And later on, they will say, maybe God didn't call me, Joe. Then they will just quit. Do you get what I'm saying now? Yes, so they self-destruct. They abort the journey. Because they don't know how to encamp in temporary place. So they begin to bite what they cannot chew. Somebody was asking me just a few weeks ago, he said, Pastor, what's happening with car? I said, is that your problem, car? Look, am I not mobile? What does it take to be mobile? If I want to use Uber or Bolt now, I will order. Am I not mobile? You see, it's in this country that it's a problem. Outside country, nobody bothers about. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, I did not now say you should shift it to the extreme and say, you see, a pastor does not believe in having cars. No, I did not say that. Because tomorrow you see me with Lamborghini. Do you get what I'm saying? But I'm telling you that there is a place of encamping in temporary place with bravery. Some people don't know how to encamp in temporary place. And one of the blessings God will give you in temporary place is Obab. Because Obab has been in that wilderness before. He will tell you where you will get firewood to make fuel. He will show you where you will get water. And he won't even tell you how you journey your way to the promised land that you are going. So a major way God blesses you in your temporary place to where he wants to take you is to bless you with Obab. So you have to recognize and acknowledge the counsel of Obab. I'm sure Moses has learned this by following the counsel of Obab's dad, his father-in-law Jethro, in Exodus chapter number 18, when he told him that, look, if you continue like this, only you are judging 3.5 million Jews, and you sit there from morning till night, you die quickly. He says, look, appoint those that will be over 50. Appoint HODs, ministers, assistant HODs, so that you will not die. And you can be so zealous and be caught up in the zeal of God's work, and you will die in God's work, and God will welcome you home. Just because you have refused to heed to the wisdom of Obab. Are you following what I'm saying? So there are ethnic, for instance, there is wisdom to eating. You cannot just be eating all the suya on the road, and then one day you wake up in the morning and you are saying your kidney. Look. Be smart. Every food you want to eat, you must drink Coke. You've seen it as being a big girl that anytime you want to eat, say me, I don't eat with water. Anytime when you eat, you must order for Coke or minerals. There is no mineral in minerals. It is fragrance. Whenever you crave for minerals, you are actually insufficient in mineral in your body. So go for the actual source of minerals, not a lookalike that will keep you craving for it again and again. That's why you can't do without it. You keep taking it every day because the deficient mineral is still not supplied. You didn't get it. Water, drink water. Very simple advice. Some people, for the past 3 years, when they go to the restroom, their wee-wee is always red. See, you don't need village people. You are dying gradually. I'm telling you. Your wee is always... When was the last time you saw a white wee-wee? You know, I don't want to... Because, all right, all people that are following, on, people that are listening outside the country, wee-wee means... Why are you laughing at me now? Some people, you see them when they are going to the toilet, you think they want to give birth. And after it's done again, you go and take a bath. You won't drink water. Just, only you. Well done, Odogu. And you are praying for future, but you are not building a body that will be responsible to carry out that future. If you don't take care of that body, in the next 10 years, after you acquire all the money and then you're about to get to destination, then your health now begins to cry. Then you say it's village people. It's not village people. It's just that you were taught in secondary school. You did health education. But the problem is you don't need to attend class. You don't take notes. You only do la cram la pon exam. So it didn't retain. So it was a short-term memory knowledge you had and you pass. You came with first class, then they say, yeah, and the guy in no book. Listen. Let me tell you. You see some things you call village people. I'm not the God I'm saying. I didn't plan to go that way, but did it bless someone? There's a place, there's a way to encamp in temporary place. Sometimes in the temporary place, you don't have to look too much of what you are not yet. Because sometimes people that want to help you, you are confusing them. But you have actually gone to loan money to do what you are not capable of doing. You want to wear boots straight hair. And God has spoken to me last night that I should help you with 10K. You came to church, I saw a boots straight hair. And I'm beginning to ask God, God, did you actually mean I should give my last 10K? And I'll have to do it in tears. It's good, Sha. So that joy can come in the morning. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
There's a way to encamp in temporary place. He says that thou mayest be unto us instead of eyes. It's an Eastern proverbial word or idiom. That expression that thou mightest be unto us instead of an eye, of eyes. That means you'll be to us. What does eye does? To see, to guide. So, while you're in the temporary place, one thing you must know is that your temporary place was someone's past. So that person can guide you well on how to leave that place. And I don't only mean natural experience. I mean, there are teachings that God, there are, you see, in fact, there are instructions because counsel is not just hindsight. Counsel is a spirit. And it's very functional with the ministry of a pastor. Notice, you know, make no mistakes about it. When we talk about counsel, we're not only talking about somebody giving you good advice, maybe from benefit of hindsight. That's a level. Counsel is a spirit. Do you know that one of the manifestations of the seven spirit of God is counsel? That we can give you counsel by the spirit. That even me giving it might not have experienced it, and it will be all you need to take you out from that temporary place and rapidly take you to where you are headed for. It's called the spirit of counsel. That's what Ahithophel had. David had to pray, say, oh Lord, turn the counsel of Ahithophel into foolishness. Because in Israel, if Ahithophel gives a counsel, it is as though God has spoken. Counsel? Don't you dare joke with counsel. The Bible says in the multitude of counsel, there is safety. So when you are there in your temporary place, you will need an obab that will show you where to get fuel, where to get firewood to fire your place up, where to get water, who to guide you in the way, because he has been there before. And I think that's smart of Moses, because Moses has enjoyed the same benefit from Obab's dad, Jethro, as touching administration. You need an Obab. So you must be smart enough to recognize and acknowledge the importance of human guide in your temporary place. This is so important. This is so important. Look at Exodus 18. Let me show you this so that you know what I'm talking about. Exodus 18 and verse 13. If I stop here now, you have learned something already, right?
Yes, sir.
He says, and it came to pass on the morrow that Moses sat to judge the people. You know, Moses, the man of God. The man of God, Moses, has parted the Red Sea. And then, by the hand of God, by the way. So now they have gotten to this place in the wilderness. And then his father-in-law came and he told him all the story all night, and they rejoiced and praised God of all the miracles that God did for them when they were in Egypt. The next day, father-in-law woke up and saw Moses sitting down all day judging Israelites, 3.5 million people. Jethro said, young man, you die before your time. And guess what? Such counsel God will not tell you, because those counsel are already in the head. In people. That, you know, it's like when that guy, the story of rich man and the poor Lazarus, you know, that guy in hell cried to Lazarus. He says, please, let me, Papa Ebi, let me go to the heavens. Let me leave this hell. Come to the earth and tell my other brothers so that they will not come here. What did Abraham say? Abraham says, no. They have Moses and the prophets. In other words, they have teachers. In other words, the wisdom of God is not in heaven that thou mightest say, how shall it come to us? The wisdom of God is not in hell that thou mightest say, we shall go in to bring him to us. It says, but the wisdom, the word of God is nigh thee. It's nigh thee. See, look, let me tell you. In the book of Proverbs 11, verse 14, let me show you. Proverbs 11, verse 14. Okay, Exodus 18, 13. Okay, let's first go to Exodus 18, 13. Let me just show you. I've told you the story already. You all know it. All right? So let's read Proverbs 11, verse 14. It says, where no counsel is, what happened? I did not hear. Are we together? Can we all read together? One, two, three, go. There is safety. 15:22. Same thing. 15:22. Proverbs. Look at what it says. It says, Proverbs 15:22. Look at it. It says, without counsel, what happens? Purposes are disappointed. But in the multitude of counselors, they are what? 24 verse 6. Same thing. He says, for by wise counsel, thou shalt make what? Thy war. And in multitude of what? There is what? Notice he kept emphasizing safety. Counsel. You carry out major milestone decisions in your life and your pastor is not aware. Wow. You have disenfranchised yourself. When you are not Einek. You just disenfranchised. What did I say? Okay. I didn't know. Did you hear anything? You just disenfranchised yourself. That God gave you a pastor. What's the Okay. The function of your pastor is just for you to look at him and say, oh, my pastor. That's his work. Why are you in his church that he's pastoring? Look, go and get that tape that we taught church code. There are things you should expect and demand from a church. Your problem is you don't even know what an ideal church is. So God gave you a pastor. You don't listen to his tape. When I say counsel, I don't mean everybody should be lining up to ask, I want to see pastor. That's not what I'm saying, no. How many of you wanted to see me, then you attended service, and then the message dissolved all your doubts? Can you see the number? Can you see the number of hands up? Look, if you belong to a church, you say this is your church, but you listen to other persons, it's good. That other person is a blessing to the body. There is the universal church, and there's a local assembly. I'm teaching this in Bible study. You are doing it for 2 months now already. You need to listen to that tape. That God will not put a counsel that will profit you in another man's mouth, except you officially leave that church and says, I'm leaving this church, I'm going to go to this other church. And when you go to that church, you must submit yourself to the pastor. And even the pastor of the church where you are can write letter to Hasten that, right? We saw that in the book of Acts, right? Yes, so those are not in Bible study, are saying, yes, sir. Were you there? I don't like to diss people, but it's the truth. Why are you saying, yes, sir? Were you in Bible study? Go and listen to the tape. He had to receive letter from pastor in Jerusalem so that they can receive him and give him membership, so that they can allow him to do foundation school in the church after he got born again. Who? Don't ask me. Go and listen to the tape. Do you get what I'm saying? You listen to all the other preachers, you don't listen to your pastor. What you don't know is that pastor is preaching the word of God that God has put in his mouth for his own congregation. I don't know how people do this. Can it happen that just because you are in law school or you are studying law or you're studying biochemistry, since you people like all this kind of course that they like to deceive you. Let's say you are in biochemistry. If you are studying biochemistry, you are blessed. Say loud, amen. All right, okay. So, I don't know why you guys are. Please, now let me focus. You study in biochemistry, you're in 200 level. Then you travel to Lagos during an exam. Then you now say, I have something to do in Lagos. Let me quickly travel. After all, they are also writing an exam in UNILAG. Then you now say, Alpha, paper day tomorrow, Abby. Say, yeah, we have, there's like biochemistry 202 tomorrow. Okay. Then you now went to UNILAG because you're in Lagos and says, you are writing exams too, Abi? He said, yes. Then you go and look for biochemistry department. Say, is this 200 level exam? They say, yes. Then you enter and write the exam too. See, after all, I've written. That's what some people do. Just because you're in biochemistry in Nassau State University does not mean you will sit for the same exam that they are writing in UNILAG. Do you understand what I'm saying? God deals with every local assembly personally. Go and read Revelations. Jesus spoke to the seven church in Asia Minor differently. What he told Thyatira is different from what he told Ephesus. What he told Ephesus, are you following what I'm saying? Wisdom, counsel. You, in your temporary place, you need counsel. You know me, I don't like micromanaging people. But you are in a relationship until we started hearing smoke happening before we got to know. Odogu. Like you were already planning for wedding before your pastor knew. Wow. Just wow. The first you bought a new car, and the first time we knew was we saw it on Facebook, on social media. Just wow. You just lack home training. That is it. You just lack home training. And counsel is not the same thing as coming to inform. I hope you know that. There's even between, pastor, what do you feel? What do you think about this? It's different from, pastor, this, that, bas, bos, bas. Das, bas, bas, bos. Toba fe di ja, ko. Like, I've made my this, das, das. It's different though, from saying, this is what I think. God, look, have you read that scripture where the Bible says, God, it says that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest. Talking about God. God, there is nobody that will win a case against God in heaven. There is nobody. You can't win a case against God. Look at how, can your case be like Job? With all the noise Job made from chapter 1 to chapter 37, when I see God, I will show him. He made me to go through this. And if you too, you are emotional, if you don't read to the end, you'll be feeling sorry for Job, that God is wicked. Until you reach chapter 38, and God shows up and says, who is that fool talking? But you have all sang to the Hausa song, Dangeskia Ayuba Yaburugeni, Dangeskia Ayuba Yaburugeni, Ayuba Yache. Like, he was not in faith, he was in fear. God says, who is this fool that is talking out of, without knowledge? And God spoke from 38 to chapter 42. 42 verse 1, Job replied, he says, in the hearing of ear, I have always heard you, but now my eye sees you. I love it in the Message translation, verse 6 of Job 42. He says, all I know about you were from hearsays. That means all his assumption about God was wrong. You could believe a truth, which is a lie, but it's your own truth. Never jettison the importance of counsel, because you need counsel while you are in your temporary place. One, there are those who by hindsight have gone through that same place. Two, there are those who God has positioned by the Spirit to give you ready to use information at the spur of moments. They don't even have to think it forth. Just by you coming to stand. Look, was Jesus planning to do healing meeting when that woman with the issue of blood got healed? Answer me now. You can make a demand on the grace in the house. Let's look at this young girl called Hadassah. Esther 2 verse 10. So that we can close. Esther 2 verse 10. It says, Esther had not showed her people nor her kindred, for Mordecai had charged her that she should not show it. See, this girl was a slave that came to stay with her uncle. She has lost her dad, her mom. She's an orphan. Now she comes to stay with her uncle. Her uncle says, now don't tell anyone that you are a Jew. Thank God she hasn't, because when there was a beauty pageant that everyone would stand before king for king to pick one queen, if she had shown she was a Jew, she probably would have been disqualified. She kept this secret even when she was in the palace as the queen, because her uncle told her so. Her obab, her own high, has spoken to her. Don't joke with counsel. And this was a temporary place, because her destination was actually palace. Don't joke with. Look, Esther, he had not. Look at verse 11. Let's go to verse 19 quickly because of time. Verse 19. He says, and when the virgins were gathered together the second time, then Mordecai sat in the king's gate. Verse 20. Esther had not yet showed her kindred nor her people, as Mordecai has charged her. For Esther did the commandment of Mordecai, like as when she was brought up with him. Like when she was small, she obeyed as though she was still a baby. As it says, like when she was brought up with him. As though, he didn't get his English. King James English sometimes, if you don't understand it. He says, look, like as when she was brought up. That means she was obedient when she was a queen, as much as when she was obedient when she was a baby. She's not flipping AP, DPC. No, she was obedient. I don't know who is catching the revelation saying, don't call my name. She did the commandment of Mordecai. Ah, how much, how is it that people get so big that you can't instruct them anymore? And in your temporary place, a major way God blesses you is to give you Obabs, to give you Mordecai. It didn't end there. Just for you to know that Esther, in a strange man's land, how she became queen, and even while she was still there, see how she comported herself. Let me show you. Look at that same Esther 2. Go to verse 12. Drop over back to verse 12. Let me show you something. Verse 12. Now, when every maid's turn was come to go into the king Ahasuerus, you know, the beauty pageant was about to start now. After that, she had been 12 months, according to manner of the women, you know, 12 months, you understand? Before you they come and see king, they first camp them in one place. All right? Not all this kind of beauty pageant they do now. Those days, beauty pageant, they want to come and see king, they will camp them in one place for months, feeding them certain kind of food. You cannot come and eat fufu, then you come and do beauty pageant. You know what I'm saying? They will feed them certain kind of food, give them certain kind of aloe vera, kind of soap, kind of perfume. Because if you come and stand before king, you must look clean, neat. Your body must be shining, your skin. Notice they did it for 12 months. All the ladies, let me talk to you ladies, come. Philomena, come. Let me talk to you. Who is deceiving you that, you know, you want a rapid decrease of waist? Or you want a sharp, you just want to slim down quickly. And I've been drinking slim tea. Look, you are killing yourself. My God. He's saying it's for detoxification. Look, so you see, it's the problem. You always run away from class in secondary school. You didn't attend biology class. What's the function of your skin? Sweat gland. What's their work? To remove waste. What's your bum bum for? You think it's for shaking? It's to remove waste. What's your kidney for? To filter liquid. What's your liver for? So you've been drinking all kind of concoction. So you are buying slim tea, then you buy another thing, you tie this place. You now tie all your organ. Look, just look, eat balanced diet, drink plenty water, exercise, sleep well, simple, you'll be fine. Stop all this stress. Then incorporate intermittent fast to burn fat. Because if you don't eat carbs, if you reduce your carbs, there is nothing like essential carbs. So you can do without carbs. Don't let anybody lie to you. Reduce your cassava, agbado, gari. Those are the, is that not what you call carbs? Reduce them. Then the involuntary actions in your body, when they need ATP, I know some triphosphates. You know, I'm sorry, sometimes my wife will say, do you get what I'm saying? When you need energy to run some involuntary actions in your body, it will go back and take from the fat deposit in your body. It will grow through what they call gluconeogenesis or something. I forgot it. You don't tell where I graduate, all right? I graduated 10 years ago, so don't laugh at me. But I try, Abby. Then from there, it will run to Krebs cycle and it will produce the ATP you need to run those involuntary actions. The only thing you notice is that your fat, your belly fat will just reduce. It will convert that fat to the energy you need. Just reduce your carbs. In fact, when you reduce your carb, you might even now eat more. And drink more water and sleep well. You eat fiber. You'll be okay. Just that's all you need. And that will take a long before your body will now readjust, before your skin will glow. But all this 1 week skin glow. Just pour chemical on your body and erase all the essential oil that should have worked. You know, there are some oil on your skin that should function well. Shall you see? I don't know why I'm saying this. Shall you see how they do beauty pageant? Shall you see? I told you, I love my Bible. If you read Bible, you will be whole. I don't mean just spiritual knowledge alone. You'll be whole. Just following Jesus, for example, Jesus was hungry and was expecting to find fruit from a fig tree. Not he was expecting to find, you know, six wrap of akpu. He was hungry. That alone is a lesson. See, I didn't mean to share to anybody or say wants to eat pork. Some people break their fast with pork. Opa. That thing smells. Ah, oh God. Say this after me. I will never be poor in my life. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you mean it. All right, let's get back to the word. Focus. Now, when every maid, allow me to focus now. Now, when every maid's turn was come to go into King Ahasuerus after that she had been 12 months, according to the manner of the women, so were the days of their purifications accomplished, to wit, 6 months with oil of myrrh. Can you 6 months? 6 months of using Mifus cream. You need it. It's not something that you just go and buy. Mifu, I didn't pay me for a free advert. All right, 6 months of, because she used a good cream. All right, with oil of myrrh, 6 months with sweet odors, nice perfumes, and with other things for the purifying of the women. When you come out after 1 year of treatment, is you just like quick things. You see your skin will glow. All those nice skin you see on TV that you watch on Tyler Perry, people that, I like this skin. See how the skin they glow. Then the next thing you see, 1 week of skin glow, but then you go and buy it and you see all your skin just. I know some people feel like it sounds kind of to talk about taking care of your skin. Listen, my body is the temple of God. There's nothing kind of about taking care of your body. What do you mean? This is where God lives. Did you see the way the body, did you see how the temple was taken care of in the Old Testament? Gold plated. Everywhere, gold plated. That's how the temple was taken care of in the Old Testament. And that's the type of you. You are the moving tabernacle. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 1, Paul calls our body this present tabernacle. A Jewish man understands the word tabernacle. What are you talking about? I'm answering to somebody's thoughts in their mind, saying, ah, Pastor, why are you talking about skin? Let's talk about spiritual thing. Beleo, Pope. Verse 13. Then thus came every maiden unto the king, whatsoever. Now listen to this. This is where we are going. Don't miss it. Whatsoever she desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. Pay attention. Everybody had a house of jewelry, gold, everything they needed. So each of those, please, I'm distracted. Every one of those beauty queens, they all have access to all the jewelry. Anything, if you say I want a green earring, they have lieutenants. They call them lieutenants, king's lieutenants. These guys, they were actually what you call eunuchs. Eunuchs they've castrated them, so they can sleep on the same bed with those queens. Nothing will happen. You know what I mean by castrates. All right, so they have removed their manhood away from them. Some were born that way, so they have to function and they get big. You know, it's just like in animal science too. If you castrate an animal, it will get big. It's the same reason why you have big broilers, chicken. They have silenced, I study genetics, they have silenced the gene responsible for forming egg. They have now, you know, because they've silenced that, they have directed all the energy to producing meat. So the meat gets big. That's why you eat all those big chicken that you eat. All right? If you want to eat good chicken, go to village. All right? Then even all this, the same principle applies for, you know, even the layers too. All right? You see the layers, they don't get big. They have turned it to just laying egg. Okay, some of you are looking at me. Let me explain. It's just like palm oil. You know palm tree? You cut the vegetative growth so that all the energy can be concentrated on forming kernels, right? That's why all the stems are rough. Many of you don't go to village. You should visit village this year and stop always abusing village people. They didn't do you no evil. That's where you came from. Sometimes village people are kind and nicer than town people. The real evil is in town. not in village. So let's stop all these village people. Village, they are good people. Praise God. All right, so then came every maiden unto the king. Whatsoever desired was given her to go with her out of the house of the women unto the king's house. So everybody had access. Anything you wanted, you get. But guess what? Esther was different. She didn't just ask for anything. Look at what she did. Look at verse 14. In the evening she went, and on the morrow she returned to the second house of the women, to the custody of Shagas, the king's chamberlain, which kept the concubines. She came in into the king no more, except the king delighted in her, and that she were called by name. Do you understand? Like all the queens, they were all in their apartments, in their service apartments, with this warehouse of gold, original gold, carat gold, gold, jewelry, whatever it is, whatever, purple clothes, linen, London shirt, Gucci, Balenciaga, OJ specially made clothes. You don't know OJ, that's her, she makes clothes. All right? Best clothes like that, they are all there. All right, you're going to pay for, because this thing now is going to US. All right? They can call OAJ one day and say, who is that OAJ that pastor used to mention? Well, she's a church member and she knows how to make good clothes. All right, so all those things are available. You just need to pick it. So when you pick it, anything you tell the lieutenants to give you, the lieutenants are there, the eunuchs. So when you say, I want this, they'll go and pick it for you. You wear it. I want this perfume. I want aloe vera. I want pink. I want this. You just wear it. Then you go and walk before the king like this. Like this. And then like this. And then the king looks like at you. See? Then again, when you, then you go. You go again. So when you are gone like that, until if the king does not call you, you remain your, because there are many and the king wants to choose one. So the next one too will go. Just go. All right. So that was what they were doing here. Are you following me, church?
Yes, sir.
I'm not sure if you are following me.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's go. Verse 15. Now, when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her to his daughter, was come to go into the king. Look at what the Bible says. Can we hurry together, everybody? 3, 2, go louder. She required nothing but what a guy, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women, appointed. See, she knew that a guy, as the king's lieutenant, has been in the palace for so long, he knows what will attract the king. See, it's not only the favor upon her that actually worked for her. It's knowing how to encamp in temporary place. People would follow who know road. Are you following what I'm saying? So the same wisdom that we found in Moses for him to request that Obab follows them into wilderness, so they know how to encamp in this temporary place. They know how to get fuel, get all the things they need to do. It's the same wisdom we found in Esther. That when all the other beauty queens were picking whatever thing they wanted, when it came to Esther's turn, she asked that the chamberlain, the king's chamberlain, knowing that she has that chamberlain, that lieutenant of the king, has been in palace for long. He knows what will attract the king. So he ensured that it was only that which that king chamberlain tells her to wear, to spray, to put on, that she did. And so when you had divine counsel, when you acknowledge counsel that God placed in your temporary place together with the favor of God upon your life, then you get a miracle. Look at it. And by the way, don't forget, she's not a child, she's not a daughter of the soil. She's a foreigner. She was a Jew, but she was in, this is a special empire. Look at it. She required nothing but what, no, don't forget what we read earlier, that anything they wanted in verse 13, they will speak to the, give me this. And those ones, they have been instructed to do so. If you don't ask, they won't tell you this. What a guy, the king's chamberlain, the keeper of the women appointed, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all of them that looked upon her. Where did she find favor? The grace of God on her life, 1. 2, apparently, see, in a kingdom, every kingdom has a culture. There are things that attract every kingdom. There are things known that this is something that serves like, you know, a symbol to this kingdom. So there are people that have to teach you how to encamp in those places. When I first entered Sokoto, I made sure I met with people just to ask, how do they do here? How do they do here? They say this, how they do this, how they do this, how they do. So that you can know how to encamp. Sometimes some of those things are what will give you favor in the sight of those that will help you. So when you are in your temporary place, you must recognize that obab, that counsel. Don't lean on your own understanding alone, because this is a place where you have never been to. Some have gone past it, and some have been positioned by God to, by the Spirit, give you counsel to use at the moment. I'm teaching you going to temporary place because we all go through it in life. As simple as finishing 100 level and you are entering 200 level, talk to the 200 level students. They will tell you the lecturer that does not laugh. They will tell you the lecturer that just attend this class. They will tell you lecturers that pay attention to when he's teaching, you know, all the questions he will say, he will mention it in class. He will say things like, pay attention to this topic. I'm saying it now, and he will keep on teaching. There are lecturers that they will tell you, don't go to his class, John. That one, just collect all the... There are some lecturers they will tell you, look, it is the same note he used last year that he's using again. Get it. Look, people finish with first class not because they are all together geniuses. Some maybe, but some is just this street smartness. You just got a new job. I'm not saying you should make friends with everybody, but you should try and calm down and study the environment first. How are things done? Don't quickly jump a camp, because some people will just quickly recruit you to be enemy of some other people in the office. You'd be smart. First calm down. First be good to everybody. And don't just first be good to everybody. Be good to everybody all day. You are a Christian. Stop looking for structures of criminality. Be excellent and follow excellent process to be called excellence. If you don't get it, forget about it. All right, look at verse 15. Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who worked for his daughter, was come to go into the king, she required nothing but what a guy, the king's lieutenant, the keeper of women appointed, and Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. And verse 16. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus into his house, royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tebeth, in the 7th year of his reign. Verse 17. You know what happened, verse 17. And the king loved Esther above all the women, and she obtained grace and favor. That word favor in Hebrew means charm. When they say this guy is charming, you know what it means? Like irresistible.
We know that you've been blessed. For further inquiries, to get more messages, and for counseling, please visit our website www.cornerstoneglobal.org or call the number +234 91 60 84 88 80. God bless you. We love and celebrate you.